Hello. How are you? I'm Iswellyn, and this is Iswellyn Writes Stories for Adults. And I'm going live and sharing links and sending messages that I'm live. I can't talk and type at the same time. Oh, my music stopped. Why does that happen? Why does that happen? I like the music when it's just like beautiful in the background. Hey, Tom, you're here already. Well, why don't you? Yeah, I have arrived. Since my music has died without me, why don't you just call in? We can chat and get an update, find out, you know, how you're doing. You are a speaker now, it says.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yes. I felt like I should announce my arrival in a majestic fashion today.
That was quite majestic.
If I could have had trumpets and elephants, I would have done, but.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Let's see. Countdown. Okay. Now say it.
I have arrived.
Perfect. I want those wherever I go.
you know you can get t-shirts with built-in sound effects now. You could just make one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Built-in sound effects t-shirt.
Wearable technology is a thing. Yeah.
I've seen the t-shirts like with the wearable earbud kind of running kind of things, but I didn't know that you could have like fanfare t-shirts.
I'm not sure anyone uses them for that purpose, but I think we should start the trend, to be honest.
Oh, yes. I mean, talk about body positivity and self-positivity.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. I need a link to this.
I could try and find you one.
I mean, wouldn't that be the coolest, probably the most expensive and unaffordable merch to sell, you know?
now I'm thinking like really smutty poetry built into wearable technology t-shirts. For the unashamed erotica fan.
Oh, something to wear home for Thanksgiving, right? I mean, for the holidays, for the next family dinner.
Granny would be so proud.
Oh my gosh, that would be wonderful. No, I would never. Are you kidding? My kids, I can't even imagine. Oh no. Gosh, all the possibilities. I can't even, that's just too much. So wait, okay, I want to ask you before we get too far, who is BDF? I mean, I know what it means, but why do you keep changing the front end of your handle? It's been like four things since I've met you.
Four, really?
I think so, because it was, yes.
I think it's only been two things.
No, because you had Tom in there before, and then no. Weren't you?
Technically, I started off as Big Daddy Fox, and I was that for most of the time that I've been using this account. Then when I created my website and started using a pen name for writing,
that is three.
I know. Wait, this is the second one that we're up to right now. And that was technically just, I was still Big Daddy Fox, but in parentheses was Tom Renard as well. Just as an indicator.
But it's different.
I mean, it's an extension of.
It's an extension of.
Anyway, and then I became just pure and simple BDF after that. So there's been three technically in almost 2 years. And it's just transient based upon my goals, my ideals, what I treat this side of me as. There was a period where I wanted it to actually like be something, and then realized I don't have necessarily what I need to make it something. So then I changed it back to BDF just as an indicator that this is just a casual thing for me now. I don't think I'll ever
I see. I
achieve the
see.
success that I at one point thought I would want to. And that's not an I don't think I'm good enough statement, although I deep down I don't think I do think that. It's more of a I don't have the time to put into it.
Oh, there you go. I very much
You
understand
know,
that.
I've got a great job that I really enjoy doing with a lot of potential and possibility, and it sucks up a lot of my time. Although I enjoy every minute of time I put into my job. So I took the decision to focus less on the writing and more on, what's actually paying the bills these days,
I can understand that. I can understand that. I've had a couple of interviews with authors this week who say that what they did not know about writing, what was to sell books, was how much of the of it had to do with marketing, and how much time marketing takes. It takes masses amount of time because you have to. Yeah, well, it just does. We could go into why, but I'm not going to do that. That's not what this is
It's
about. But.
funny because writing for me is kind of the opposite problem, because marketing is what I do for my living. That's not the difficult bit for me. For me is I don't believe in the product when I'm trying to sell myself.
Well,
So
stop
at work, I can sell the product, no problem. And for
that.
me, with writing, the biggest problem is I cannot seem to write unless I have these giant bursts of inspiration, and they don't come along very often. I honestly am amazed and impressed and blown away by the writers who can just pump stuff out, just book after book, story after story, poem after poem, because I just can't do it. Like, once every 3 or 4 weeks, I might get an idea,
Everybody gets inspiration differently. So is that how inspiration comes for you? It's just in these bursts of having an idea, or how does that, what does that, tell me more about that since you're here and you're talking about it. I mean, I'm always curious. It seems like everybody I've interviewed has gets inspiration differently and deals with it differently. And women seem to have, I don't know, women, there's some ebb and flow with most women, but men, I got most distinct is the way when I've talked to men, when they cannot write and they don't try. You know, it's not, it's a little bit of a, it's so I haven't, I've yet to talk to a male writer who writes, you know, through that or has faced that and, you know, deals with it differently or anything. Most of the men are that I've talked to have been very casual writers and they write to their inspiration, and if they don't have it, they just they can't. What, even if they want to. So is that kind of how it is with you?
Yeah, very much so. Inspiration for me is more like a gift from the universe than anything else. I've never been able to narrow it down to like, this is my creative process. I've tried different things to put me in like a mindset to begin writing. Even if I have like the tiniest, three word idea, I'll sit down and I'll try and do something with it, and then it just doesn't come. So I just bin it. It just goes away. For me, especially with writing like on my BDF Twitter account, because that is, exclusively NSFW, sexy, smutty, dirty stuff. And if I'm just not in that mood, if I'm not feeling sexy, or if I'm not feeling confident, I just can't write anything like that, like at all. I'm actually in the process right now, and I guess this would be a hot scoop if I were actually a relevant person, but
Ooh,
I'm
ooh.
actually in the process of transitioning to writing poetry on writing and recording poetry on TikTok at the minute.
Oh, do you have a TikTok?
I do, but I'm not putting it out there yet.
Oh come on!
I'm still working on content. I will follow you, and I will let you know the account. But
you gotta follow. Yeah, find me on TikTok. I'm Isolan. So find me on TikTok because numbers are everything, and I really don't care about you at all. No.
Appreciate the candor, really do.
Actually, no, I'd love to hear your poetry. I don't have, there are a couple of people I follow, but they get lost. It's so hard to keep track of people on. Sometimes I'll be watching a video and it'll be good, and then it scroll and I can't get it back. And I'm like, wait, I don't know who that was. And I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's gone forever now.
For me, this is actually a transition away from the exclusively like erotic stuff. Because narrowing myself down, especially with the way my air quotes creative process doesn't work, as it were, I just wanted to write about like whatever's there, whatever's on my mind, whatever I feel, whatever I see. I don't want to be funneled into a particular genre anymore. So I can't say for sure there'll be a lot of content going out there, but there'll be more than on Twitter now because I have that freedom to, and it's under a completely different name as well. It's completely separate from the BDS stuff.
Well, yeah, you'll have to, do you think, go ahead and finish what you're we're going to say. It's completely different. So it's just about current events, or is it about, you know,
it's combining my two passions. Okay, my two passions in life are motivating and inspiring other people, and sharing my feelings and emotions through poetry. So there'll be a mix of, you know, motivational stuff that goes up, you know, hopefully inspiring quotes and things like that. And
those,
you know,
accounts do really well with the male voices that are very inspiring, and then you get the videos of the, you know, the mountain plane shot where you're like soaring through the mountains, and the man is like, the audio narrator is like, you can do it, you can climb the mountain, you know. Anyways,
yeah, I mean, there's currently two videos on the account, and both of them are pretty much that. I'm working on some poetry stuff at the minute to record and put up there. But, you know, that takes a little more time.
That is fantastic. If you want to collaborate, I'm not sure how we do it, but I'd love to share your content. You know, positivity is always a massive it's a good thing on Twitter, or not Twitter, on TikTok. Yeah. Women tend to respond to it really well. And I mean, just from the marketing sense, but it's needed too, because I was looking at In My Hands Audio's feed, and he gets, for whatever reason, I have not ever had any of these trolls or some of the negative comments that he'll get from these teenagers and these young people who just need to be a little bit schooled on how to treat other people. And I imagine that lots of accounts get like that, but he'll get all kinds of, he gets good feedback, but he also gets some really ugly stuff that is just pointlessly judgmental and mean. And a lot of people like of size or who are not as pretty or who have some flaw or whatever, they there's this group think mob. And, you know, you can't put them, they're all individuals. It's not like they travel in packs, but I think if you get one or two comments, they do breed. And so having the positive content, you know, is a really good thing. I watched this video the other day of these women. It was a girl and she was, heavy and overweight. And she was putting on, I don't know, a t-shirt and shorts or something. And she was like trying to do one of those before and after photos, but the before photo is so uncomfortable. And the music is playing in the background from, what is that? Oh, I think The Greatest Showman. There's that one song. And there are three other women that in the video that are listening and watching, and I'm just like watching this girl's struggle. And then the music hits the crescendo, and they all pull out their crowns, and I'm like, ah, it was so beautiful. I got goosebumps. But the positivity, and I know that that's in there. You got to be prepared for some of that negative. But when you are at your sexiest, when you are just free with who you are and being funny and being confident and
Absolutely.
and owning your personality, that is, I mean, I imagine Tink is like, any, I'm telling you, confidence is so much in any person ever. It just makes up for all our flaws. If you can own those and be confident in that and be bold in that, it is incredibly sexy. And oh yeah, I could see you doing that easy. And then making the videos and all that. I'm looking forward to that. And even though if you're not trying to be sexy, just being out there and being confident and putting positivity out there into that environment, ooh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I think I mean, I think I gave up a long time ago trying to be sexy just because it's very hard for any of us to see ourselves in that way. You know,
Oh, yeah.
there's a very small subsection of society who actually are sexy and are aware of it, or just know that they are, or feel it all the time. The
And when
rest
they
of
are aware of it, it's all duck lips. I'm sorry.
For sure. But the rest of us, we have these brief moments where we're like, we'll walk past a mirror and we'll go like, wow, you're looking good today. Like, admit it, we've all had that moment. We've walked in the bathroom and gone, holy shit, I need to take a selfie right now. But the rest of the time, we're just doing our thing, getting on with our time. But being confident and positive, that's something that we can do all the time if we just like control
Yes.
our mindset, you know?
Exactly.
And for
Yeah.
somebody like me, like billions of other people who suffers like incredible depression day to day, you know, there are days I do not move off the couch. I just my brain just shuts down, and it's just like, nope, you're gonna be sad today, boy. You know, the other days, and that's fine to have days like that. That's just a part of life, you know. But the
Yeah.
other days, you have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and put yourself out there, you know. And
Yeah.
whenever I put out some kind of, motivational or positive content that is designed to make people feel better about their day or better about themselves, like, I just feel good about it. And invariably, I will get at least one reply saying thank you for this. And you know what? That one reply is all I need to know that I made a slight difference in the world that day, you know?
That. Yes. Yes, right there. That right there. So, yeah, that I'm excited. I'm excited. We'll have to do something collab. We could wear crowns together, and try on our bathing suits. No.
I like that. I like the confidence.
I haven't worn a bathing suit in like 4 years. So, I don't know,
It's probably been about that for me as well.
but yeah.
I mean, my two-piece definitely doesn't fit me anymore.
Oh, you have to get one. That no. Oh, yeah. I gotta show this. Yeah, no. Oh, that's too funny. I mean, but come on, we gotta own it, right? We gotta
Oh,
be out
absolutely. Absolutely.
there. Oh, Lord. Do they have a thin filter? I don't know.
I don't care. Th thin,
You don't care.
thin,
It's
thin
about
isn't
being
beautiful. Thin isn't
positive.
beautiful.
It isn't. Oh, good Lord, my son, I have 3 sons and a daughter, and two of my sons, but one is extremely, he has a, yeah, anyways, he is so skinny. It is so, I'm like, please eat. Yeah, oh my goodness, the bones on that boy, oh Lord. Yeah, he's just not a big eater. He never has been, and so and he gets very much caught up in the work and doesn't want to, and This is how you'd think. He's skinny, so he should be energetic, right? No, he's skinny because he's so lazy. He's like, I'm doing this thing and I don't want to take time to go get food. I can't do two things at once. I have to finish this, so I'll just power through and get 4 hours later, you know? So he's one of those people that forgets to eat. I don't know what that is, but you know. Anyways, that sounds really exciting. And the other, okay, so from there, I was going to ask, do you find, and this is some, I don't know if I'm struggling with it on the podcast or if it's going to be a struggle or if it's, if how much of an issue it is, but you know, you get on to Twitter and you get very embraced by the not safe for work community. It's, uh-huh. It's, you know, you make friends, you get very embraced, you feel very welcomed. And, so that's where my first collaboration started, but I would, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed exploring topics and meeting people and all of that very much. And actually, I don't think I'm going to stop because there are still people I'd love to talk to and interview and questions that I have. But at the same time, I can't stay in my lane. I like words. I like literature. I like, just talking about things that are very, you know, normal, safe for work topics. And I, as trying to do the Writers and Poets Hour, I've not come up with it again yet, but I've, I wonder if people are hesitant to come on the show because they look back and they see some of the really smutty, sexy stuff. And they're like, well, I don't really want to be associated with something that does such, you know, sexy stuff. Do you think that that's an issue? I mean, do you think that it's two lanes and people don't like to come cross back and forth?
I think there's a large section of people who don't want to cross over that lane into the not safe for work stuff. I definitely think from that side that there's a barrier to entry with people who see past content being like adult or erotic, and thinking, yeah, I just don't want to go near that. You know, I think the other way is much less of a problem. I think there's lots of people, lots of writers and lots of creative people in the adult side of things who are happy to discuss topics on the other side of the fence. But I think it very much determines like the niche that you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where my recent decision has come from, is that yes, I like writing the smutty stuff and I have a passion for BDSM and dom sub dynamics and things like that. And that won't go away, but that isn't all that I am. You know, I'm like you. I absolutely love words. I love language. Mm-hmm. I love what you can do with words. I love the emotion that you can convey and evoke in other people just with a few well-crafted sentences. And that is completely independent of anything sexy that might be written or going on, you know? I felt like the reason that my new TikTok account is like nothing associated with the Thomas Renard or the BDF side of me is because I don't want them crossing over. You know, I want to reach a bigger audience with a more varied scope of content, you know, just showing my love of words, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, it is a little bit of a conflict for me. I'm like, well, should I go? I actually could start a whole different podcast and on this account, there's room for that. But at the same time, I really hate the idea of not being put in a box.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me I struggle with the idea of having to get a different name just to hide some of the content that I've done. I feel like that's dishonest. And I know from a marketing perspective, it really has nothing to do. It's you're just trying to reach an audience that you definitely relate to, but that audience is not going to cross the lane. And I think you're right. I know that when I first came to Twitter and I tried to get more into the romance community, one, it's difficult because it's just difficult. I hate to be judgmental, but it did not feel welcoming at any point in time. Uh-huh. Yeah. Romancelandia and all that did not feel welcoming at any point in time. And I don't know if it's, they wouldn't know what I write. You know, they wouldn't know who I am. They didn't have any time for that. So, and that's the more formal stuff or the more, but I just couldn't find. And so I always wonder if I'm going to be locked out of something because I've done other body of work. But at the same time, I haven't. My writing is a little bit different than the average smut. And I haven't dumbed it down or taken away my love of words. In fact, my last book, you know, when I first published, we did a lot of editing because my language wasn't really market ready. Uh-huh. But my books that have the different hero, the orc-eye hero that looks like an orc, we did less of that and kept more of my, in fact, one of the reviewers who read it, she's like, I love how it's so poetic and lyrical in places. So you have me doing the... it's smut and it's violence and it's romance and it's deeply emotional and all that other stuff, but it's also, I was going to see if I could read a passage to you and you could tell me what you thought. Yes, that's why you're here, so you can listen to me.
Exactly.
It's all about me. It's all about me. There is a couple, there's one, a couple places where, but yeah, I understand totally why you need to, you know, if you're going to be motivational and you want to reach a wider audience, there is a stream that maybe they like the dirty stuff, but they don't want anybody to know they like the dirty stuff. And there's a stream that's like, no, that dirty stuff is just, you know, I guess, I don't even know if they judge the dirty of it. I think maybe they judge like it's less intelligent somehow. Do you ever get that feeling?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That you must be, you know, somehow you're less intelligent, you're less educated, you're less refined, you're less like, you know, if you read any of that stuff, because it's just not quality. It's not the quality of the psychological thrillers that have the smut in it.
Yeah. I think the whole 50 Shades thing gave like erotica writers a bad name anyway, because the quality of the writing in that was just garbage anyway.
Yeah.
Like the biggest and most widely accepted in society kind of dirty book ever written was actually like like a 12-year-old quality of hand standard of writing.
It's true. When those books came out, and I've said this before, when those books came out, I was like, okay, what's the deal? I opened the first chapter, first person present tense. I was like, killing me.
Oh, you're such a tense snob.
And so first, that was the first thing that I was like, oh, that's just wrong. You just don't. Who does that? That was the first thing. And then the rest of the very simplistic 10-year-old, 12-year-old, you know, writing, and then trying to put I didn't get fat past the first page because I had already been reading for almost, you know, 10 years, much better. Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite romance writers who did steamy stuff is Kathleen Woody-Wiss. And if you read her, the way she wrote, her writing was extremely, it would never sell today. It was like very, very romantic, very, very lots of adjectives and adverbs and just overblown and beautiful, just beautiful. And it would never sell today. But yeah, that in comparison to, I was like, oh. And then I had read other stuff, just eBooks and stuff that started coming out in the 2000s that were so much better written and also so much more realistic BDSM that, yeah, I couldn't even get past the first page. And then all the other, that teen lit started coming out and it was all first person present tense. And I felt I wanted to stage protests. I'm serious. It's just so wrong. It's just, oh, I just don't. You're like, oh, but ISO, that's my favorite.
No, not at all. Hey,
and if
we don't perspective or tense shame around here, ISO. Come on.
We don't tense shame. okay. Let's see. I wanted to. This is okay. This is after I'm going to read this. I'm just going to read a little bit so you can tell me what you think. this is after a pretty intense, it's a sensual scene that happens, but it becomes this very emotional scene for this character who felt invisible for a very, very long time, invisible, unwanted, undesired, and has just been kind of living life as, one step leads to the next. Yeah, so I'm going to read. This is kind of, it just jumps. I'm just jumping into the intensity. Annabelle cried out, starting with this whine behind her teeth, chained to a wail of pain. Wide Eyes had reached inside of her being and found all of her dreams and fantasies, pulling them out, seeing them one by one. She was sorrow exposed to the brightest part of the day, fields unseen of unseen wildflowers, the untasted, sweetest peaches at the top of the tree. It hurt like an impossible desire, lost, then found, and now the dream was here in her hands, too exquisite to endure. The wail rose, spiraled, twisting in the air with raw realizations, lowering into a stream of agony. This desire was dead. This fantasy and dream had been dead. But here it all lived, heated and alive, resurrected. She was grief and gratitude, rage and acceptance, free-falling into new. So that's my writing. That's my published writing that's going to go. That's my smut.
I mean, but it's fantastic because writing... for me anyway, should be just full of emotion.
Yeah.
And the beauty of words is that
right?
you can convey those really deep feelings inside, which some days, and especially in our own lives, we have such trouble articulating to other people around us. But when we sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, like magic happens, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes the magic does happen and I just can't, it's not commercial, but I just can't, I'm not going to edit that. I'm not going to change that just because it doesn't necessarily fit a lowbrow smut mode or whatever.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, I because that's the joy of writing it. That's why I write it, because that's the, you know, when I get in that place in my head and I'm in that character and those words are coming, that's when you hit the purpose of writing it. And if it didn't sell, then I'd be doing something else and still writing it, you know? I just do something else for work, but I don't know that I could change it. I just don't. It's I've made, you have to make some cuts and do this, that, and the other thing. And I've done some, but I've also had people who came back to me after my first book and they're like, this is not the same. What did you do? I don't like this as well as I did when it was in its roughest form because you changed it so much to make it more commercial. Yeah. And I was like, yes, I know. I'm still looking for, I'm looking for the perfect editor, people who can, who can read my, all my typos and my misspellings and also catch the words that I forget or my brain says are there, but actually are in, don't exist
and remove and remove all the excess unnecessary commas.
Yes, and can remove the excess unnecessary, or you know, because I don't necessarily, it's the commas, it's like there's a delay in the brain. Okay, yeah, a comma, yeah. I know a comma needs to go right there, but yeah. For some reason it comes out two words ahead or five words
so My problem with commas is when I'm writing stuff, I put the commas anywhere that I would naturally put a pause into my speech if I was speaking it. And so I will end up with 20 more commas in a paragraph than I need. And I'll go back to it like, oh, yeah. I mean, I've just, to be fair, in the last, because I write a lot of copy for my work. In the last month or so, I've started actually using Grammarly, and like Grammarly slapping me all the time for commas.
Oh, I'm my sure goodness. It is.
Grammarly. Commas, commas, commas. I feel like Grammarly reaches out of my screen and punches me in the face.
No more commas, Tom. Oh, dear. It's true. You know, I'll put apostrophes where they don't belong to. So they're just like candy. It's Skittles, right? You're just spreading them around for whoever wants to pick one up. You know,
it's eat shoots and leaves conundrum, right?
Exactly. Taste the rainbow. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
You're just being generous. It's just generous. Oh, I was going to share this again, and it's like you got to change his tweet. You already searched. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Hold on. I'll add something. I'll change it because Tom is going to read here pretty quick. Da, 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 da. You're going to read. You're such a good reader. I'm so excited that I haven't. I'm curious about what your spin is going to be on this piece.
This piece like spoke to me.
Oh, did it?
Like for honestly, this is not me blowing smoke. This is not me exaggerating. But reading it, it's like you took every feeling I have of the last 10 years that I was married, and put them down on paper.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's cool. I really want to see how you read it.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. It was originally written on Twitter, and it was probably in response to the difference between some of the porn and some of the shallow stuff that you see. Mm-hmm. And then of course we were in the midst of the pandemic and lockdown and all these other things were happening. So it was kind of a frame of mind thing. And then, you know, that's all I can tell you about what inspired it. I really don't. It's one of those moments sometimes I'll have for longer pieces like that that aren't necessarily poetry, that are more spoken words. Sometimes they just come together and I feel like, oh, somebody needs to hear this today.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is just coming out too easy. Somebody needs to hear this today. I need to hear this today. But... still haven't, yeah, because I can't talk and tweet at the same time. There we go. I shared it again. And a gif comes up. Becca is busy, my friend Becca, the lusty war tigress, that's her new name, of Yoda listening to headphones. That's pretty hilarious. I don't know why that gift was up, but yeah, so you haven't been writing because you haven't been inspired, but you are also between, you're still, when are you going home? Soon, soon?
Yeah, my flights are booked.
Ooh, wow.
I will be back in England on the 1st of July.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
How can you stand it?
I mean, I'm pretty excited, but there's a lot of red tape and a lot of hoops to jump through between now and then, so I'm still kind of nervous.
Oh gosh.
my brain keeps telling me, you've got COVID, man. You're going to take your pre-flight COVID test and they're going to tell you you can't fly. I haven't had a single symptom of COVID the whole time it's been going on. But my brain has now decided that I've got it.
You've got it now, but you can't even.
Yep.
So how to fly, do you have to have like a COVID test within 24 hours or 72 hours?
72, yeah. It's 3 days before.
3 days before. And yep. Have you had your shot? Have you had your stab? Have you?
No, I'm not eligible for the stab over here, so I have to get them done when I get home.
Oh my goodness. So that's a little bit nerve-wracking. You're not eligible over there? Okay, whatever. Is it the way their healthcare works, or you're just not?
You know, the dirty secret is, because of the way everything went to shit after I first moved here, I'm basically undocumented here. Yeah. Honestly, it's my paperwork never got like finished because I got made redundant from the job that I moved here for. And then, like, when COVID hit, all the government offices shut down. I just couldn't get anything sorted, you know?
Oh, gosh. So not only – oh, no wonder it's been so hard there. Not only are you undocumented there, but you couldn't get documented. And so, you know, you couldn't – so you don't exist, but you exist. And even if you wanted to leave, you couldn't, because you did want to leave and you couldn't.
Yep.
Oh gosh. Oh wow. You have had a year, sir. You have had a year. But now you're going home and it's gonna work. It's gonna all work. I'm sure it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, it will be.
Things are opening up and you're gonna get to go. You've got your tickets booked. It's not like you're not a citizen.
Exactly.
Home, so.
Yeah, no, they won't. They won't. So long as I'm, you know, COVID free, they won't refuse me entry to the country.
Yeah, so that's good. It's not like you're trying to get into some other countries that I know about where it's really hard to get in or get out.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh gosh, July 1st. How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
You're gonna have to like. I want photos or something on Twitter. I want this.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
what a joyous homecoming. I mean, come on, that first moment of that's like the finishing of one story and beginning another. That's beautiful. You must be. I can't even imagine. So that you're doing that, and will you'll still have the same job that you're doing now?
Yes. Yeah. So my company's based in the north of England, so I'm they're assisting me with relocation so I can be based out of their office.
Oh, they love you.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
I mean, yeah, exactly. They must love you because, you know, you out of their office and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I started with them as a freelancer on 2 days a week a year ago, so
and now they're like helping you relocate. See, success happens in the midst of all that yuck.
It does.
Because you got off the couch and on the days, you know, the next day you got off the couch and you went back to work and you kept going.
Yep.
Instead of just being like, I'm in the, where are you? Where are you?
I'm in the south of Norway.
Norway. And in the winter where there's, do they have that winter that it's all dark, or that summer where it's all,
So not as extreme as like they'd have it in like Alaska.
But still,
But
it's.
yeah, it's pretty gloomy all winter, and it's more noticeable in the summer, where it just doesn't get dark. Like for the next 2 months, I forget to go to bed sometimes because I'm like doing
Yeah.
stuff,
Add
and
that to
I
your
don't feel
mental health.
tired. And then look out the window, and it's still light, so I assume it. And then it's like 4 a.m. Oh
We'll just
goodness.
add that to your. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I have enough trouble with sleep that living in a place like that, where I think I would be one of those people that would go a little bit insane.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have gone a little bit insane this year. And
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, it's got to affect your. I don't know how people do it. I guess you grow up there and you acclimate and it becomes a part of your biology. But to step out of that, from the UK, of course the UK winters are pretty gloomy too. But okay, I'm going to go ahead. You want to go ahead and I don't. How long is it? Is it about 3, 4, or 5 minutes
I think
long?
it's between 4 and 5 minutes when I recorded it the other day, if I
Okay.
remember
If you want to go ahead
rightly.
and read that piece, it's called Intimacy.
Okay. The first time I saw intimacy, the indescribable reel of it slapped me hard with jealousy and then tremendous regret. For I had dedicated year upon year to the consequence of vows, exchanging safety and impatience for that one sweetest communion. Intimacy is the point of being, a driving force for the hungry human soul. To see, to be seen. Exploring all the vistas and pastoral of that site, in my choices, I sacrifice this mutual sympathy like an offering in exchange for other rewards, not knowing how vital intimacy is to this life. Like a lost dream, I recognized intimacy as a flame nurtured between those taking risks for it. I could see its bounty, the results of that heat in the moist, beading dew of it, feeding life and vitality into supple, moving existence. I understood then clearly the dogged, ugly brown bone of my dry, my bleak, my dead exchange. How I did try to pay the costly price of precious grace, a sparkling perfection, a mercy that should be given freely, but it hovered out of reach, ripe fruit I couldn't touch. I gave energy and passion to something that should have come to me for free. My striving was all in vain, in trade for that human-powered flame of intimacy. I grappled with the tree of grace, stretched to my limits, trying to shake free the fruit that would feed me. But this sweetness stayed out of reach. Vows and grace in all their pure and honest never came close and kissed my cheek. I was never wrapped in arms that warmed me or understood in the darkest corners of my mind. One was a cold companion and the other a tiny flame of hope I could not retain. But intimacy, when it found me, intimacy real and raw, exposed in pain and in pleasure, forced the black and white of proper vows and impatient grace to transform, releasing me from years of misconception. Intimacy exposed in pain and pleasure, forced the black and white of my proper, respectable, lonely life to burst open. Intimacy shed bitter tears. Envious, maddened, and regretful. Then my entire reality split, cracked open, exposed, like that buried, hard-shelled seed which can only take root with fire. My exchange of self-righteous virtues all blasted, instantaneous to ash. But now, oh, Now, the human value, the precious treasure of intimacy, burns wild over my skin, erasing time and past.
Oh, you read that so good. I'm going to cry. Oh, you read that so good. I'm glad you're going to record that for me, because I'm going to have that on and be able to replay that. Oh, wow. Don't laugh. You're making me all emotional.
I wouldn't dream of it.
No, you wouldn't dream of it.
No.
You wouldn't dream of it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was, you read that really well. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for writing it and for letting me read it. It was perfect for me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Now I remember why I wrote it. I'm like, oh, now I remember those emotions. Yeah. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Oh, say something, Tom. Say something while I gather myself.
You know, I had this bizarre moment while I was reading it where I stumbled, because I realized, you know, you've got two very similar lines in two paragraphs, one after another, and for a moment I thought I'd copy pasted it wrong. And then I was like, "All right, no, it's just a repeating phrase. It does actually make sense."
I told you you might need to edit it.
Well, no. I think it's intentional that it's repeated. Yeah. It was just. Bear in mind, I've only read this once before today. You know, like here's my dirty little secret, guys. Okay, like, I love to read stuff for a living. I love to record and read. And anyone who ever wants to write anything for me to read, I'll do it. But I don't practice. Okay. Like, I just go for it. Now, obviously, if I'm recording stuff, yeah, I'll re-record and re-record until there are no errors. But if I'm reading live like this, I don't practice beforehand. I just let the emotion come while I'm reading it. You know?
Oh, my gosh, you just trust the writer. Good Lord, don't do that.
I mean, when it's a writer like you, yes, I do trust them. But also, I just trust myself.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. No, I do the same thing, actually. Far too much hilarity.
There can never be too much hilarity, all right? Let me just put that down in the rules right now. There is no limit on hilarity. Otherwise, I'm screwed wherever I go, because I'm fucking hilarious.
Oh, wait. Look, I got it. Here. That's Shelley. You know, that's our Shelley.
I figured that's the Shelley.
Yeah, that is the Shelley. Hold on, I got some hilarity here. Where is it? I know it's here. Here we go.
You see, now that's the T-shirt that I need. So everywhere I go, I have canned laughter.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that either. You know, canned laughter every time. Oh, good Lord. And you don't have, I should just throw more poetry at you. I don't have, here,
my new genre is neurotica.
No, neurotica.
That is my niche for writing from now on.
No. Read some. Neruda is a poet.
Oh, this is, like, yes.
I'm like, I can't remember how to pronounce it. No, oh God, please.
I'm now sold on neurotica, though, as a genre. It needs to happen.
Neurotica, no.
I think there's a giant market out there for people who would relate to neurotica.
What? Oh, neurotica. How would you start the story? Neurotic. Okay, so what's a neurotic thing you do? What's a neurotic thing? You're really neurotic. You worry about everybody who, anytime anybody leaves the house, you're sure they're going to be killed. Or horseradish,
For me, it would be assuming that everyone who appears to like me is just faking it.
Oh, okay.
That's
So,
my neuroses right there. Like the paranoia that everyone around me is faking their friendship with me.
God, I totally believe that too. You know, I used to do art and I make it, somebody be like, okay, make me a painting. So I make them a painting and they pay me money for it. And like I would have to tell me some myself, nobody pays this much money for art they don't like just because they like you. Nobody pays this much money for art they don't like just because they like you. You know, this isn't your mother giving you money because I still had a hard time holding on to it. We love you too, Shelly.
We
So,
do
okay,
love you.
neurotica. People are just faking it. So Tom is walking into the cafe, and the lady, what do you order at? If you're at, do you have coffee or tea?
Oh, coffee.
Okay, so Tom orders with milk. Are you going to get a latte, or are you just going to get
A
straight coffee?
latte, get out of here.
Oh, come
A
on. What's wrong with you
latte.
people? Okay. So Tom runs, goes into the coffee shop and he just gets a coffee, and the barista is there and she smiles at him and says, "Oh, how are you? It's so nice to see you." And Tom's like, "Oh, does she like me? No, she's just faking it." Is that how it would start? And you just go.
I mean, to be fair,
But we got to make it neurotica. So because I start slow on everything, it would be your whole day, and then finally you would have a romantic interlude, and at the end you would be like, yeah, but was she just faking it? And then you have to do
I mean, that's the one kind of faking I'm never worried about, if you know what I mean, ladies.
Yeah, but this is neurotica. How else can I it? And then the
They
erotica is
can't
what?
fake the shit I'm doing to
The erotic part would be, well, I guess I'll just have to do it again until we're sure. And then you pull out the wand thing, whatever that is, and round five, Tom's got the wand just to be sure. We're gonna That would be erotic, you know,
I mean,
neurotica.
it would be for sure.
Oh my goodness. Indeed with laughter. Shelly, you want to call in? Why don't you call in and say hello? We'll just laugh a little bit. Oh God. What would Shelley's neurotica be?
Hello.
Oh,
hello there.
Horseradish. I'll tell you what, I watched the beginning of the England Scotland football match the other day, and they had this long drawn out intro with you
With
know
dog tights and kilts.
no. Immediately now I start telling the story, I forget his name. Scottish actor from the X-Men films.
Oh, Jesus, I even I don't know his name, but I know you're
You
speaking
know
of.
who I mean, right? Like
Yeah, totally.
he's rarely Scottish in the movies. He's
Yes,
nearly always American or
yes,
English.
yes, yes.
I'm so annoyed I can't remember his name, but he did
Is it
such
James
a
McAvoy? Is
McAvoy,
it?
that's it. Yeah. He did such
Oh, I didn't know he was Scottish.
A strong Scottish introduction to the football match. It was amazing. It was literally like you'll never take our freedom, you know?
Freedom!
Oh my goodness.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Hi, Shelly. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
We're having a good time.
I
So,
mean,
what would your neurotica be?
Jesus, we'll be here till this time tomorrow.
What am I neurotic about? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but it's a new thing. We're making it a thing.
Yeah, I noticed. I was like, oh my goodness, this is hilarious. I don't actually know what nine would be. I have so many things. Horseradish, the theory I'm not being able to say it, the theory I say it quickly.
No You're problem. Doing really good. You yeah. can say the horseradish. Yeah. You've got it down. What is what's something different you can't say?
Oh, well, Jesus.
We need a new thing to tease you about then.
I know. Oh God. What else other words I've had problems with? Oh, I used to not be able to say this, but I know I'm going to say it perfectly just now. Soliloquy. I've got to say it really quickly. Soliloquy.
It's a good word, to be honest.
It's a very good word. You know, there are so many things that I can't. You're not alone, okay? There are things that I have read for years that I read really wrong. And so I say them wrong and I have to stop or else I'm going to. Like one is the word cacophony, right? Oh, it's a cacophony. God. Am I saying it right? Cacophony.
I already feel like I can't see it.
So, but I always, for some reason, I added extra words. I always read it as kafuni. And the first time I read it out loud, people were like, what? And the other one is that I misspell all the time is wanton desire. She was so, and I have read it out loud on a recording as wanton.
that's something you get in a restaurant, is it not?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Because it's spelled that way. Come on.
Listen, no judgment here. There are several million words I can't pronounce.
Yeah, so no, there are a few words that there used to be a road in Portland I used to have to drive on. It was called McAdam, and for the longest time I was like, yeah, I gotta go down Macadam, and people were like, what?
What? I mean, I prefer your way, to be fair.
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm awful. And there's sometimes I'll come across there'll be other words that I can't pronounce, and that I just
make it up, Aizu.
Yeah, just make it up.
Yeah, just own confidence. It. Yeah, exactly.
If you say it off. You say any word you like in any way you want with as much confidence as you can, and people will just let it slide.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah.
She was filled with wanton desire.
No! Exactly. Sounds fabulous.
Oh, no, it doesn't. That would be fun. That would be fun to write for Tom, a bunch of really bad pronunciations. an erotic introduction or something, essentially.
Okay, just write me some poetry phonetically and just let me go with it.
Right? In English, in American English, which would be even worse because the way things are.
Because of the way you bastardized our language, I think is what you're trying to say.
English, you know, even England English, the Queen's English, is still ridiculously. It's still ridiculous.
It's a stupid language. Like some of the rules in it are stupid.
Yeah, it's like German and French and all these other things. And you guys, it's your fault. Mm. You started it. We just made it
and
our own.
It's not even half as expressive as a lot of other languages out there. So.
Oh, good Lord! Do you speak any other languages?
Oh no, absolutely not.
Why don't you speak French? Could you imagine, Shelley? Can you imagine?
I mean, I studied French for 10 years. I just don't speak it.
Oh God!
Why?
Beautiful. I think you should just learn a couple of sentences, Tom.
French. Come on, Tom. Yeah, just a little bit of French. Come on, it would be gorgeous. Mm. Come on.
Mm. when did this become the peer pressure challenge, huh?
It's what we're good at. It's what we're good at.
Yeah, we're just throwing at all these things for you to do because, you know, you're not writing, so you need other challenges.
I know.
You like audio challenges.
Performing monkey.
No, you're not. No, you're not. no, you're more a performing gorilla, but it's okay.
Yes, that's very true.
You don't give monkey hugs. You give nice big gorilla hugs.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
Oh,
see?
That's so cool.
How have you been, Shelley?
Next question.
We are on audio, so I don't want you to say anything, you know, that you can't say.
No,
but
good. We're good. We're fine.
Good, good. How well, just tell me how is lockdown and everything where you are? Is it better there? Are you still being policed in your home? I mean, how are you?
Do you know what? It's a really strange thing. I mean, it's kind of the restrictions have lifted a little. That, you know, I just feel like this could go on forever, because every time you get closer to a date where restrictions are supposed to be lifted completely, there's a spike in cases and it's delayed for another 3 weeks and then another 3 weeks and another 3 weeks. So I feel like we've all got used to this new normal.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people that I have spoken to and know had got so used to this new normal and this sort of bubble that they've created that I think they are almost dreading life going back to the way it was. You know, there's a real anxiety around it.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's strange. It's very, very strange. Very, very strange.
It is very strange. It is, you know, here, a lot of the a lot of the restrictions have lifted, but at the same time, going around without a mask is really odd. I mean, I've had my shot and everything, and so you can.
I've never worn a mask. I'm exempt, so I can't wear a mask anyway.
Yeah. So you never got into that habit, and now there's that little bit of I'm behind a mask. No one can really see they can't see me smile or anything. You know, it's so weird.
The whole mask wearing thing is very dehumanizing. You know, because when you're out in the supermarket or whatever, sometimes people are waving at me, or, you know, and I'm like, who is that? I have no fucking idea who that person is. You know, and it's not until later I'm like, oh my God, it's the next door neighbor. You know what I mean? Because you can't tell because of the mask. So I personally think that it's a very dehumanizing thing, because you don't know if people are smiling at you, or, you know, there's less facial expression, so you can't really tell how somebody's feeling.
That's
and stuff.
True. That is true. It's the Twitter anonymity, anonymity, right?
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Yeah,
it is a little bit, because you're behind the mask and you feel like you're gonna, you know, you could rob the store at any point in time. So yeah, but it's so you can get outside now. Do you garden? Are you like Tom? Do you garden? Do you guys fit the?
I hate gardening.
Really?
With such a passion. Yeah.
You are the first. Goodness. I thought that was like a national pastime, and you.
No,
had to garden.
I tell you what, I feel very alone when I say it out loud. Because, yes, I've never met anyone else who agreed with me, but I cannot stand gardening.
Shelley, do you garden too? Or no? No? Yes, a little?
No.
No. This is coming from, you know, everyone I talk to in the UK gardens, because, yeah, they even have apparently a naked gardening day. I don't know, but... It was on Twitter, on Naughty
Probably
Twitter.
Something perverse that Charlie Dimmock's involved with, let's be honest.
Yeah, remember her, Tom? I've not heard of her for years.
I know. Yeah, she's probably out doing her naked gardening thing, isn't she?
Yeah.
I haven't heard. That's why I asked, because I'm just kind of doing a poll. Does everybody? How can everybody? Not everybody. So now I have two people who don't garden. Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad. I don't garden.
I just don't do it.
I don't I don't at all. It's like a prohibit. Yeah, see, there's another word. I just don't. My stepmother actually was a massive gardener, and oh, there's a story behind all of that, but yeah, I didn't like helping. And now I don't garden at all.
The only
Well,
good thing about this time of year, I'll just quickly say this, is strawberries. Scottish strawberries are the best. I
really?
love strawberries. Honestly, it's like my favourite fruit in the whole world. And the Scottish ones are the best. It's just that they've got a really, really, really short season. So they're sort of been quite good for the past 2 weeks, and I'll probably get another maybe 4-ish weeks, 6 weeks maxing them out, and then that'll be it for the year. So I've got a really short window to eat my dodgy weight in strawberries this time of year.
I believe it. Here you can't they're so processed now. You know, you can get gigantic strawberries, but they just don't have the flavor. A lot of them are grown, I don't know, they're like forced and they have lost all their flavor. I know the wild ones still, you can get wild ones, but the texture is not good, but the taste, they're really sweet, but because they're wild, I don't know, the texture just isn't as good. But I remember strawberries as a kid just being amazing. It has been something that very recent that I've noticed that I can't, even if you go pick them, they're just not as good anymore. So
When
you
you
guys
come
have
to
all the good strawberries
Scotland,
now. Yeah, I'll come to Scotland during strawberry season. Do you
yeah,
have raspberries
definitely.
too?
Yeah, I'm not so keen on raspberries.
Me
Oh,
neither.
they're
You
quite
don't like them?
bitter
They're
and quite.
wannabe strawberries.
They're wannabe, they're
I
sad
agree. I
strawberries.
agree.
They're strawberries that never achieved their full potential, and their dad
That's
now just sits there
yeah, that's what I
disapprovingly
think as well,
telling them they could
Tom.
have been so much more if they just applied themselves as a seedling.
Exactly. Exactly.
How about, okay, strawberries and raspberries. How about, you guys have other kind of the little round, like currants and other, but
Blueberries,
yeah,
blackcurrants.
how are your blueberries? Do you have good, you don't like blueberries as well as strawberry? I like blueberries.
Blueberries are so overrated.
What?
Blueberries, okay, here's the thing. Blueberries
They're nice and mucus.
they are the rich kid whose mummy and daddy told them they could be anything they wanted to be because they're so damn special and they fight cancer and blah, 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 when actually there's nothing special about them whatsoever and they need to be slapped down into their place and told to work harder.
Well, but you've
There
got a
you go.
valid
You've
point
got
there, Tom.
BDF's berry bonanza going on today. I will judge all the berries.
You're not wrong there, Tom, obviously. You've got a valid point.
I don't even understand.
Be better, blueberries. Okay, just be better.
Be better. I love blueberries.
Be like the blackberry. The
Oh, I like.
unassuming blackberry who grows high up on the bush where the small children can't reach them, and they'll spend all summer looking up, gazing wistfully that one day they might grab the plump, delicious blackberry and gorge themselves on it. But by that time, the old man down the road's come with his Tupperware, filled it with blackberries to make pies for the rest of the year, and the little children will have no joy.
Oh my God, Tom, with a voice like yours, you make everything sound sexy and sensual and beautiful, even when it sounds like a horror story. I've never heard such a vivid description in my life. Bloody hell.
Okay, that's Tom's berry commentary.
I've got a certain link to your eyes, so that's true.
Want, Tom, if you want to just go off, I'll put it in as a commercial somewhere for the new channel, the fairy commentary.
Now I feel I need to write down my essays, my essays upon the validity of berries.
I'll have to go in and clip that out. Put it all
Yeah.
together, the berry commentary. And here is Tom's berry commentary.
Oh,
I'm full of wisdom, okay, you guys? Just
they noticed, wisdomous
indeed.
What about gooseberries? What the heck are gooseberries?
You tell me what the heck is a gooseberry.
Isn't that in Winnie the Pooh?
It's the wannabe social media influencer of berries. Desperately trying to get noticed with its viral memes and its controversial opinions when really nobody gives a shit about the gooseberry. Go and get a real job, gooseberry.
Is there such a thing as a gooseberry?
I don't know, but you said it.
Isn't that from Winnie the Pooh? Isn't that they're going out in there?
I don't know.
Eeyore likes the something or somebody. I don't know. It might be something different.
I think there is a thing called
You think there is a gooseberry? I don't know.
I think so. Oh, God knows. Don't trust anything I say. I'm full of shit.
I mean, I'm going to Google it right now, so.
Are you Googling
it? Gooseberry. I mean, I have pictures for gooseberries, so.
Oh, they're coming up? It's a real berry.
It's a thing. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently they're toxic, so, you know.
Oh, no! Gooseberries. Our gooseberries.
Like all social media influencers, let's be honest, they are toxic.
Perfect. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, we've been on an hour and 15 minutes. Thank you, Shelley, for coming on so we could hear your voice again. And just hi, world. And thank you, Tom, for reading so much and it's coming on pleasure. And chatting about everything. And Thank you guys.
Thank you for the laughs.
Yeah. The soul cleansing laughs, the social influencing berry. Oh, yes. Lord. Yes. That's good berry commentary, Tom. I'm serious. You need to do
that and talking in a foreign language.
Yes, and talking.
Or berry commentary in a foreign language.
Oh, yeah. Do it in French. To you.
I need to learn sexy things in foreign languages because all my foreign language experience is just business related.
You know,
you make that sound sexy as fuck, Tom. Let's be honest.
Oh, I'm sure you make everything.
So, you know, win-win.
You guys are very good for my ego. I'll just say that.
Oh, good. It's true, Tom. You got. I'm gonna have to. Oh, anyways, I gotta. Okay, I'm ending the show.
Thank all right, well, I'll hang up, but it's good to chat to you guys.
You too, Shelley. Yes. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Wonderful.
I'm going to disappear as well, Iso, because I have something I need to take care of.
Okay, here. I'm going to... Here you go. That's the creepy laugh.
I mean, it still works. Okay. Thanks for having me, Iso.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Bye.
Oh, I don't have any music to go out. It died. It is. Oh, there it is. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Isabel and Wright's Grown Up Storytime, and we were just chatting, communicating, talking, laughing, all the good stuff. Have a great day.